So then I put on the latest episode of Big Fatty Online. Out like a light.
Yes. That's awesome.
That's funny.
And that's why I wish he was here so I could tell him that story.
Oh, he'll hear it though. So,
actually,
you know what he'll probably do is take that clip out and play it at the beginning of his show.
Right.
Well, oh, that's so funny.
In all fairness, I do have to say that I've told the story for comedic purposes because I did listen to the latest episode of Big Fatty and it still did not put me to sleep. I was awake till 5 this morning.
Holy shit.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 93 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 10th of June, 2008. And coming up on today's show, we have the return of the gays. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Y'all, I cannot tell you how exhausted Larry Klein and I were after driving back from the Horlandos last night. After almost a week of being around the homosexuals and even worse, the podcast of Paloozers. But y'all, it was so much fun, and I just can't thank everyone enough who was there and for showing the hospitality that they did during the whole weekend. It was just a lot of fun, and the Fat One is truly, truly grateful to everyone that just made the trip special. Now, y'all, it's been several weeks since we've had an episode of The Gays because, you know, over the past month or so, Andy Vera Charles and I have been getting together. And so I think we should just, now that vacation is over, let's get back into a routine, shall we? Hello, everyone. Believe it or not, The Gays is back. And what better way to bring The Gays back than one with one of the cutie patooties of the podcasting world, and that is the lovely and talented Mr. Wes Stone. Hi, darling.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are things in the San Diegos?
They are sunny and clear, and I'm inside today.
And what?
I'm inside today. I should be out there living it up, right?
Well, sometimes you can live it up inside.
That's true.
So,
but I think I'm living it up with you, so I like that better.
Well, see, there you go. You're living it up inside today. And y'all, Wes lives in San Diego, as I said, and Big Fatty has visited San Diego on the several occasions. And I have been into the Hillcrest area, which is prominently featured in Wes's podcast artwork. And you live in Hillcrest proper, Wes, or?
I live in the next neighboring district, the University Heights.
Okay, and tell me where that is. Is that down the hill or towards the... interstate?
It's just a little bit east of Hillcrest.
Okay.
A little bit northeast.
Okay, and I'm not real good with where my directions are with all that. But anyway,
okay.
But
wait, when's the last time you were out here?
Oh, I don't know. Less than 5 years ago, I guess.
Oh, okay. You got to come back.
Well, I'm getting close. I'm going to be in Palm Springs.
Oh, now you're not staying at the horror hotel that I stayed at, are you?
Well, I don't know which horror hotel you stayed at, but I'm staying at a place called Helios, so I don't think that's the horror hotel you stayed at.
Oh, okay. I was at the All Worlds Resort.
Oh, no. I've never stayed there.
Well, don't. It's a pit.
The place I normally stay is the Camp Palm Springs, which is somewhat of a horror hotel. So, but anyway, but you know, whereas that bothers you, Big Fatty likes a little horror, as we all know.
Well, wait, if I stayed there, why would it bother me?
Well, okay, I guess. Oh,
that's it.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, okay. Now, Wes, we have kind of known each other for quite a while through this crazy medium of podcasting. What's your first recollection of the Fat One that you can remember? I'm sure it's burned indelibly in your mind.
Right. I think it was a sound that went.
Oh.
I truly think so. I actually, you know, I started listening to the Little Fatty Cast years ago, and the first episode that I listened to, you weren't on it, and I almost gave up because I remember it was just Mr. Vader talking to another friend about Apple-related products, and I thought, I don't know. I don't know if this is for me, but thank God I hung in there.
Okay, now would that have been with Larry Cly, or was that like with Somewhat Special Chris? Or
yes, I think it was Somewhat Special Chris.
Okay. Well, you know, clearly the best part of the Little Fatty Cast was the Fat One, of course.
Right, exactly. The talent came back for the next episode, and I don't know, I just loved it. I just loved the chitta-chatting, as you call it, and hilarious.
And I'm not really fishing here, but what made you decide to start your own podcast?
Well, that was when the Little Fatty Cast sank.
Ooh.
Exactly. You know, I would have been totally happy just getting my semi-daily dose of the LFC. But, you know, when it went under, I thought, well, God, you guys made it seem so fun that I wanted to try it myself. And then I realized it's a lot of fucking hard work.
It is a lot of fucking hard work. I don't think people realize that it's a pain in the ass. But and you're fairly new at all this. How many episodes do you have as of now?
I just put out 21 pieces of crap. And
I disagree with that. I put out pieces of crap. Yours are quite entertaining, and you have a good voice for podcasting, whereas I have a good face for podcasting, you know.
Oh, thank you. No, I love your show, and I think you have a great face for podcasting. No, for everything.
Y'all, if you haven't seen pictures of Wes, you need to go over to the what is your www, which I'm assuming you do not have to use?
It is, you're correct, you do not have to use it, but the website is liveituppodcast.com.
Right, y'all need to go over there and scroll down to his Flickr account and look at the picture of Hottie Patati Wes with Mario Lopez. Y'all?
That's right, there's like 50% more Latino content now.
I'm going to tell you what, that's a good picture of both of you. And was he standing up in that picture?
Yeah, he was actually standing on a step stool, and look how short he is.
I was going to say, you're a giant of a man.
No, he was sitting down at the table.
Oh, damn it. Oh, okay. And yeah. Here, I thought you were like 8 feet tall or something like that. But, Wes, you always, I shouldn't say always. You oftentimes sound like you're kind of poopy because of the whole dating thing, and it's not so bad not having dates now, is it? Because Big Fatty is a firm believer in enjoying being with yourself and with your friends, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do totally agree with that. You know, I have not had an official boyfriend for, I would say, 10 years. And so I do love my space. I live alone and enjoy my personal time. So I totally understand where you're coming from. I do like that, too. But it would be nice to spoon with somebody once in a while.
Well, you know, or maybe do some forking.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Hello.
So, well, now, Wes, tell you, you work in a cracker factory out there in the San Diegos.
And that's correct.
For fun, you go to the gym. I don't understand that.
No, that's not for fun.
Oh, okay.
That's for keeping myself together.
Okay.
The fun is getting to eat everything that I want. No, I don't get to eat everything I want.
Now, speaking of eating, I believe you said that the Hamburger Mary's had closed in the San Diegos.
It's sort of closed. I think there was some scuttlebutt over the name, and they dumped it. And it's essentially the same place, same menu, everything. They just changed the name to Urban Moe's.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's still there.
Okay. Because that was Big Fatty enjoyed going to the Hamburger Mary's in the San Diegos. But mm-hmm. Big Fatty also enjoyed going to that little sex club around the corner from it, too. But
The Rainbow Road? Wait, the Rainbow Road?
I don't know what it's called.
Or the Bathhouse Sex Club.
Oh. I guess the Bathhouse Sex Club. I don't know what the Rainbow Road is.
That was like a little gift shop with all the sex toys and videos and stuff.
Oh, no. This was not a gift shop. This was the bathhouse.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Hello.
I think that place is still there.
Well, you need to go check it out sometime and give me a sort of a blow-by-blow account of your visit. I think that would make for excellent content.
I think it would get the numbers up, right?
Well, it'd get something up anyway. Oh! So, Wes, tell us more about you. You don't tell many intimate details. How old are you? You went to school out there, and Eric the Southern Boy was kind of in the same area at the same time. What did you major in? All that kind of stuff.
Okay, well, in a few months, I'll be turning 32. Did you know that we are both Leos, right?
Well, I'm a Leo. I did not know that you were Leo.
Oh, okay. I'm one day before you.
You're August the 9th?
Correct.
Wow. Okay.
Nice,
all right. I knew I liked you for some reason.
Exactly.
Other than the fact that you're adorable, but anyway.
Oh. So let's see. I went out here for school. I studied communications. I've been here, I guess, 11 years now, or 10 and a half years.
Okay, so right after school then.
Yeah, so I've spent a third of my life here.
And you went to San Diego State?
UC San Diego.
Oh, UCSD.
Correct.
Okay.
And I don't know. Did you do other
fun things in college? You grew up in San Francisco, right?
Right, mm-hmm.
And your Aunt Lucy gave your mother a recipe for onion pie.
Right.
Which you haven't
you still
sent,
want that.
Which you haven't sent to me, by the way.
Do you really want that?
Yes! It sounds delicious.
That's where I picked up all my my cooking and baking skills from Ma. So.
Okay. And what kind of things did you do while you were in college?
God, I remember going to out with coffee for friends. I'm a very low-key person, so I didn't do a lot. Not like I was doing all the keggers and Stein hoists and all that. But I think, what the hell did I do? It's all a blur. I have Archer's CRS, you know.
Well, that's okay. You know, he rubs off on everyone.
Yeah, just the studying and all that. And
okay.
Going to Disneyland. I do remember several good Disneyland trips in college.
Okay, well, tell me about one of them. Anything scandalous happen on a Disneyland trip?
No, I don't think so. I would, you know, that would be interesting. I always heard good stories about they would catch people, you know, doing the nasty things on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
Yo ho, yo ho. Okay.
Right. The butt pirates.
The butt pirates of the Caribbean, right. You know, Big Fatty loves the Disneyland as well. And they have a Gay Days at Disneyland now, don't they?
Yeah, it's been going on for several years. As a matter of fact, I just went to that one on, the end of September? Is it the end of September
okay.
of last year?
Well, I think you and Nessa should go to that and just give us a full report on Gay Days at Disneyland.
I would definitely love to do that.
Start planning it now because it'll take months for Nessa to finally, you know, get it all together. You know how my children are.
Oh, right. Well, we don't have any royalty, you know, coming out here like the Queen.
Well.
So it will be less formal, of course.
Honey, I'm sure there'll be plenty of queens there. So, Anyway, well, do you travel, or is there a place you would like to travel that you haven't been to, your dream destination or something like that?
Well, I love a good tropical destination, and I love a good cruise, too. I've been on several. I've never been on a gay cruise, but I don't know if I could take it, to be honest. I know you enjoy the cruises.
I like the gay cruises. I can't take a straight cruise. Ugh. Lord have mercy.
It'd be like being trapped inside of a gay bar for an entire week.
No, but it really isn't. It really isn't. It's what you want it to be. So
yeah, I would love to go on a cruise, another one. Although I've never been to Europe, and I would like to see that.
Any particular place in Europe?
Well, let's see. England and Italy. Probably France. No, at least those three, the major ones, right?
Okay, sure. Well, you know, those may be your major ones. Amsterdam, of course, is Big Fatty's major one. So.
Oh, right. Well, you can't buy the poppers there, can you?
No, you cannot. You have to take your own. However, you can get most anything else that you can't get here legally. So, anyway, you have a very good memory there, Mr. Stone. Speaking of
Who am I speaking with? I forget.
Exactly. Speaking of that, are you related at all to Eli Stone, who has his own TV show?
No.
Oh, that's too bad, because I really love Eli Stone also. So, okay. Do you ever watch
now
that?
No, I never have. Okay. I do not have the fancy cable out here.
You don't? Well, that's on ABC. You do get the regular networks, don't you?
I do get those.
Okay.
I did not know that show.
Oh, okay. Poor thing. You're
not related to the two fat ladies, are you?
I don't know
the
what that is.
The cooking show? Oh, see? The cooking show, the old two fat ladies. They were two British dames.
Oh,
never mind.
You know what? I think I have seen that once or twice. Did they throw lard in everything or butter in everything? And
exactly.
Yes, okay. Yeah, I have seen that once or twice, so. Just okay. Well, Wes, I don't know how to tell you this, but the clock has caught us.
Oh,
can you believe that? But
this,
you know,
so
I know unfair. I know you like to keep them short. Not that you like them short, but you like to
okay,
keep them
good.
Short. Unless it's Mario Lopez, and it's okay if he's short.
Correct.
So, did you secretly want to dance with him?
I did. I almost tripped that old lady.
Y'all, if you haven't heard Wes's show on meeting Mario Lopez, you need to go listen to that because it's really funny. So, anyway, I loved it. All right, dear. Well, tell everyone how they can find your podcast and how they can get in touch with you.
Oh, okay. Well, the simplest way to find the podcast is at liveitupthepodcast.com. Or they can send me an email at liveitupthepodcast@gmail.com.
And if they wanted to call you?
Oh, they could call me at 206-350-1628. Oh, I just memorized that number. Did you know that?
I did not know that. And, you know, every time I've heard you say it before, you always said the 1 in front of the area code. Dial 1.
Oh, well,
206. But, you know, you don't really need to dial that 1, I don't think.
No, I don't think so.
It's kind of like the
www. Right. Unless you're calling outside of the states.
Right. Well, right. And if you're calling outside of the states, then you probably have to dial more than just that 1.
Or something. I think so.
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. All right, Mr. West. Well, thank you for being on The Gays with us today. And
well, thank you for having me.
And be happy and... you know, be fat and come see Big Fatty when he's out in the Palm Springs in July.
Oh, I would love to.
Uh-huh.
We'll set it up then.
Oh, we need the porn music playing now or something. Let's say goodbye, Wes. Okay.
Goodbye.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.